It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. New numbers from the State Health Department show that retailers are seeing more COVID-19 outbreaks. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The data shows that many of the outbreaks since the beginning of May have been in grocery stores, fast food restaurants, and other retail businesses. The state identified 41 new outbreaks total. An outbreak is when two or more positive COVID-19 cases are detected in a 14-day period. Earlier in the pandemic, Colorado had more outbreaks in elder care and correctional facilities. Those places still make up more than half of the total number of outbreaks in the state. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Colorado educators are worried that proposed multi-million dollar budget cuts will harm children. School districts will be forced to cut mental health counselors, teachers, and elective classes. Cody Childers, a middle school teacher in Cortez, says there were 2 suicides at his school last year.
Without teachers to keep an eye on these kids, to watch them, to make sure they're okay, I'm afraid more things like that will happen to my students. So those cuts equal my students' lives.
Teachers are calling on lawmakers to pass an emergency tax relief bill, suspend expensive standardized testing to free up resources, and make cuts to other state departments to avoid deeper cuts to K-12 education. Starting today, Colorado National Monument near Grand Junction is increasing access and services that have been shut down. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Cold Shivers Overlook is now open, as is the parking area for Devil's Kitchen Trailhead. The Saddlehorn Visitor Center will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., but its exhibits and theater will remain closed. Saddlehorn Campground and Picnic Area and Devil's Kitchen Picnic Area will also remain closed. Colorado National Monument's hiking trails have stayed open during the pandemic, as has the road that runs through the park, Rimrock Drive. But for the first time in about 2 months, the monument will start collecting an entrance fee of $25 per car. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Western Colorado has mostly sunny weather, so does much of the rest of the state. There is a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon around the Denver area and in Fort Collins. Highs in the 70s for Denver today, then getting a bit warmer and back above 80 for Friday. 75 today in Colorado Springs and near 80 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.